This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What you are thinking. Most of the time, a deeper dive into your mind's patterns. What I've often seen in Vedic astrology is that the fifth house, its ruling planet, and the sun in your chart reveal a lot about your thought patterns and mental energy. These elements combine to shape not only your intellectual approach, but also your creativity, passions, and even romantic inclinations. Let me guide you through how each part of this cosmic trio impacts what you're likely thinking about most of the time. 1. The fifth house, core of your thoughts and creative energy. Intellect and creativity. In astrology, the fifth house is your center for mental energy and how you channel creative expression. If you find yourself deeply drawn to art, music, or conceptual work, it's likely because this house has strong influences that make you naturally creative. Romantic thoughts and joy. This house also governs romance and love. So if you're daydreaming about love, the fifth house has a role here. You're often thinking about joy, excitement, and even the thrill of speculative risks because this house fuels those desires. Judgment and speculation. When you weigh risks or have a gut feeling about something, that's your fifth house talking. It controls your ability to make calculated moves. So if you're drawn to areas that involve speculation, like investments, this house plays a big part. 2. The fifth lord, directing your thought patterns. The planet ruling your fifth house, known as the fifth lord, gives direction to your thoughts, focusing your intellectual energies. Its placement in your chart is like a map to understanding what captivates you mentally. If it's in the first house, you're often self-reflective, thinking about how you come across to others or how you express yourself. In the second house, family and security are big themes, and much of your thinking might be about values, traditions, or stability. In the third house, you're likely absorbed with learning, communication, and perhaps building specific skills that let you express yourself. In the 10th house, your career dominates your thoughts, guiding you to think about achievement, recognition, and success. Kesha 3, the sun, illuminating your sense of purpose and thought clarity. Self-esteem and purpose. The sun represents your soul and drives your sense of purpose. If your sun is strong and well-placed, you're likely confident and clear-minded, with thoughts that gravitate toward meaningful pursuits. When you feel the urge to work toward something significant, that's the sun lighting up your mind. Sun's placement effects. In the fifth house, you're often thinking about leadership, creativity, and ways to stand out. It amplifies your desire for self-expression. In the ninth house, your mind wanders toward big picture ideas, philosophy, and perhaps spiritual concepts. You're drawn to explore and question. In the 12th house, your thoughts may turn inward. This placement pulls you toward introspection and possibly even spiritual or subconscious exploration. Her 4, aspects and conjunctions, shaping specific thought themes. When planets influence your fifth house, fifth lord, or sun, they add layers to what you're thinking about. Jupiter's influence makes your thoughts optimistic, broad-minded, and often philosophical. Mercury's influence sharpens your analytical abilities, making you focused on communication and intellectual agility. Saturn's influence adds seriousness and sometimes skepticism, making you think practically and with discipline. Mars's influence intensifies passion and drive, but can bring impulsive or assertive thinking if not balanced. 5. Combining these influences for your mental blueprint. By considering the unique blend of your fifth house, fifth lord, and sun's positions, I can get a sense of your main mental themes. Here are a few examples to show how these play out. If you have a powerful sun and a fifth lord in your 10th house, your mind is likely focused on ambition and creativity in your career. If your sun and fifth lord are in water signs or in the 12th and 8th houses, your thoughts might often be introspective or focused on deeper, transformative subjects, such as psychology or even the occult. Nakshatra influence on thought process in the fifth house. Now, let me examine the placement of different planets in each one of the 27 nakshatras of Vedic astrology within the fifth house, and let's see how that plays out in your thought process. Each nakshatra brings its unique flavor to your mind's landscape, and the planetary placements within these nakshatras can further refine and add depth to what you think about and how you process the world around you. Thought patterns of Jyeshtha Nakshatra for all ascendants. Jyeshtha Nakshatra, located in Scorpio and ruled by Mercury, is symbolized by an umbrella representing protection, authority, and a sense of responsibility. Known for its intense, protective, and powerful energy, Jyeshtha is the nakshatra of leaders who seek to safeguard what matters to them while embracing wisdom and influence. This nakshatra encourages resilience, introspection, and a desire to wield influence and protect those they care about. Here's how the fifth lord in Jyeshtha Nakshatra shapes your thought patterns, depending on your ascendant and house placement. Aries ascendant, sun as the fifth lord in Jyeshtha Nakshatra, eighth house. With the sun as the fifth lord in your eighth house, Jyeshtha's protective and transformative energy shapes your thoughts around personal transformation, shared resources, and deep connections. You may often think about how to approach change with resilience, valuing strength and wisdom in handling challenges. Jyeshtha encourages you to embrace growth through transformation, making your mind focused on understanding the mysteries of life. Your thoughts are centered on building emotional strength and inner power, valuing connections and experiences that allow for profound personal growth. Taurus ascendant. Mercury as the fifth lord in Jyeshtha Nakshatra, seventh house with Mercury in the seventh house. Jyeshtha's influential and insightful energy influences your thoughts on relationships, partnerships, and communication. You may often think about how to build partnerships that reflect mutual respect and intellectual depth, valuing loyalty and commitment. Jyeshtha encourages you to approach relationships with mindfulness and responsibility, making your mind focused on meaningful connections that stand the test of time. Your thoughts are oriented toward fostering trust and understanding in partnerships, valuing honest communication and emotional depth. Gemini ascendant, Venus as the fifth lord in Jyeshtha Nakshatra, sixth house. With Venus as the fifth lord in the sixth house, Jyeshtha's disciplined and determined energy shapes your thoughts on work, service, and well-being. You're likely to think about how to bring dedication and responsibility into your daily routines, often aiming to protect your well-being and serve others effectively. Jyeshtha encourages you to approach work with a sense of integrity and resilience, making your mind centered on creating a supportive and productive environment. Your thoughts are focused on balancing self-care with service, valuing routines that build inner strength and resilience. Cancer ascendant. Moon as the fifth lord in Jyeshtha Nakshatra, fifth house. With the moon as your fifth lord in the fifth house, Jyeshtha's powerful and introspective energy brings depth and focus to your thoughts on creativity, self-expression, and emotional connection. You may often think about how to express yourself with authenticity and purpose, valuing emotional resilience and insight. Jyeshtha encourages you to bring a sense of inner strength into your creative pursuits, making your mind focused on creating work that resonates deeply. Your thoughts are centered on expressing truth and depth, valuing self-expression that reflects strength and introspection. Leo ascendant, Jupiter as the fifth lord in Jyeshtha Nakshatra, fourth house. With Jupiter in the fourth house, Jyeshtha's wise and protective energy shapes your thoughts on home, family, and emotional security. You're likely to think about how to create a stable and supportive family environment, valuing guidance and protection within your household. Jyeshtha encourages you to approach family matters with responsibility and resilience, making your mind focused on nurturing bonds that offer both support and strength. Your thoughts are centered on fostering a harmonious and secure home, valuing loyalty and wisdom in family relationships. Virgo ascendant, Saturn as the fifth lord in Jyeshtha Nakshatra, third house. With Saturn in the third house, Jyeshtha's disciplined and strategic energy influences your thoughts on communication, learning, and relationships with siblings or close friends. You may often think about how to communicate with intention and wisdom, valuing trust and integrity in your connections. Giesta encourages you to approach interactions with a sense of responsibility, making your mind focused on building strong, respectful bonds. Your thoughts are oriented toward meaningful and reliable communication, valuing honesty and depth in your conversations and connections. Libra Ascendant, Saturn as the fifth lord in Jeshta Nakshatra, second house. With Saturn in the second house, Jeshta's protective and disciplined energy shapes your thoughts on family values, finances, and material security. You're likely to think about how to build a stable foundation for yourself and your family, often focusing on long-term security and legacy. Jeshta encourages you to approach resources with responsibility and restraint, making your mind centered on creating lasting value. Your thoughts are focused on preserving family traditions and financial stability, valuing discipline and resilience in managing resources and building security. Scorpio Ascendant, Jupiter as the fifth lord in Jyeshta Nakshatra, first house. With Jupiter in the first house, Jyeshta's wise and introspective energy greatly influences your sense of self and personal philosophy. You're likely to think about how to embody wisdom and integrity in all aspects of your life, often focusing on personal growth and moral strength. Jyeshta encourages you to approach life with a sense of responsibility, making your mind focused on building inner strength and depth. Your thoughts are centered on personal evolution and self-discipline, valuing inner wisdom and resilience as key components of your identity. Sagittarius Ascendant, Mars as the fifth lord in Jyeshta Nakshatra, 12th house. With Mars in the 12th house, Jeshta's transformative and introspective energy shapes your thoughts on spirituality, inner strength, and the unseen aspects of life. You may often think about how to confront and overcome inner challenges, guided by a desire for personal transformation. Jeshta encourages you to approach spirituality and inner work with courage, making your mind focused on exploring hidden aspects of yourself. Your thoughts are centered on achieving spiritual growth through resilience and self-reflection, valuing the strength that comes from facing personal obstacles. Capricorn Ascendant, Venus as the fifth lord in Jyeshta Nakshatra, 11th house. With Venus in the 11th house, Jyeshta's powerful and loyal energy enhances your thoughts on friendships, social connections, and long-term aspirations. You're likely to think about how to build meaningful connections within your community, valuing loyalty and support in friendships. Jeshta encourages you to approach social relationships with sincerity and depth, making your mind focused on achieving goals that are both fulfilling and purposeful. Your thoughts are centered on building a network that aligns with your values, valuing social bonds that bring a sense of unity and mutual growth. Aquarius Ascendant, Mercury as the fifth lord in Jyeshta Nakshatra, 10th house. With Mercury in the 10th house, Jyeshta's disciplined and insightful energy influences your thoughts on career, public image, and intellectual pursuits. You're likely to think about how to establish a professional reputation that reflects integrity and wisdom, valuing both knowledge and respect in your field. Jyeshta encourages you to approach your career with focus and responsibility, making your mind oriented toward achieving lasting success. Your thoughts are focused on building a career that combines skill with ethical values, valuing efforts that contribute to a respected public image. Pisces Ascendant, Moon as the fifth lord in Jyeshta Nakshatra, 9th house. With the moon as the fifth lord in the 9th house, Jyeshta's philosophical and protective energy shapes your thoughts on higher learning, philosophy, and spiritual beliefs. You may often think about how to pursue wisdom that aligns with your values, driven by a desire for emotional resilience and insight. Jeshta encourages you to approach your beliefs and studies with a sense of responsibility and depth, making your mind focused on discovering greater truths. Your thoughts are centered on cultivating wisdom and exploring spirituality, valuing loyalty and integrity as guiding principles in your spiritual journey.